It's time for your letters. Last week, we aired a report based on a University of California Davis study about olive oil fraud. It found that more than two-thirds of random samples of imported extra virgin olive oil don't meet the extra virgin standard. Here's chemist Charles Shoemaker, who was quoted in the story.
It's become a very sophisticated practice, the adulteration of olive oil throughout the world.
Mary Bright, who recently returned from a trip to Italy, writes on our website, I was based in Monopoli, a city in the Puglia region surrounded by olive trees as far as the eye can see. I had a private tour of a masseria, which produced artisanal olive oil from its own groves. Some of the olive trees were 1,000 years old. As we were leaving, my guide told me under her breath and with a just between us intonation, that even this well-known and esteemed oil producer mixed the local oil with a cheaper import to increase the amount made and stretch the profit. Apparently, it is an open secret in Italy that Italian olive oil is not entirely Italian. Last week, we mourned the passing of our friend and colleague, journalism legend Daniel Shore, who died on July 23rd. My remembrance of Dan included his rendition of the Depression-era song, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Many of you were moved by the song. Shirley Miller of San Diego writes, My dad used to sing it years ago. My dad worked in the WPA in the Depression. He would have appreciated that moment. Thank you all for Dan's continued presence on air. I was surprised to hear mention that he used a walker coming into the studio. How glad I am that he had the fortitude to do that of late and stay with us on the air. And from Nairn Gillette of Sarasota, Florida, of all the tributes to the late, great Daniel Shore, the one that most affected me was Leanne's tribute this Sunday morning. His rendition of Brother, Can You Spare a Dime was one of the most touching things I've heard in a long time. That, followed by Leanne's simple, Rest in Peace, Mr. Shore, gave me chills. Beyond losing a great newsman and a great analyst, we have also lost one of the great radio voices of all time. We want to hear your voices. Email us by going to npr.org and clicking on the Contact Us link. And while you're there, you can also post responses to our stories in the comments section. And on Twitter, you can follow me at NPR Leanne. That's LIANE. And the Weekend Edition staff is NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.